During this week, Westman RCMP received a total of 76 calls for service. Among these were 7 thefts, 2 motor vehicle collisions, 3 suspicious persons, 22 traffic files, 3 mischiefs, 1 theft of vehicle, 5 assaults, 2 impaired operations, 2 utter threats, 1 missing person file, and 3 Mental Health Act files. October 9th, RCMP received a report of a 2-vehicle head-on collision on Highway 2 west of HWY-21. An SUV was traveling eastbound when it crossed into the westbound lane in front of a truck. The 65-year-old driver of the truck was taken to hospital by ambulance. The 16-year-old driver of the SUV was life-flighted by STARS. RCMP traffic collision analyst attended the scene, and the highway was closed for several hours. RCMP continue to investigate. October 10th, a vehicle parked in the Arts Mosaic parking lot had both side mirrors smashed, a windshield cracked, and a bumper damaged. RCMP is investigating. 2 vehicles were reported for theft of fuel in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. RCMP located one of the vehicles traveling west on Highway 1 at high speed. When RCMP attempted a traffic stop, the vehicle fled at 180 km per hour. RCMP discontinued the pursuit due to public safety. Musumin RCMP located the vehicle and attempted a second traffic stop. The vehicle fled in a dangerous manner and RCMP had to discontinue the traffic stop. In a third flight from police on Highway 257 near Kola, RCMP attempted a spike belt, however the vehicle turned on a gravel road and once again RCMP had to discontinue due to public safety. The vehicle had been stolen. RCMP continue to investigate. October 11th, RCMP received a third-party report of a domestic assault in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. The reported victim refused to provide any information to police and had no visible injuries. The original caller refused to provide RCMP with further information. RCMP concluded their involvement. RCMP received a report of an assault in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation at the gaming center. An assault had not occurred and one of the subjects involved was breaching a condition for a curfew. RCMP arrested him and transported him to the Verdun detachment. The male was released on a release order with a November court date. October 12th, a youth was reported missing in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. He had climbed out of the house and had not been seen for 2 days. RCMP conducted multiple door knocks and with the assistance of other members of the community, the youth was located at another residence. The youth was returned safely home. A female was seen going through vehicles at the Tundra Oil and Gas Center in Verdun. A caller reported that his iPad is now missing. RCMP continue to investigate. October 13th, RCMP observed 2 vehicles speeding on Highway 2 in the RM of Pipestone. Traffic stops resulted in fines of $338 for speeding, 122 km per hour. In a 100 km per hour zone, $298 for not holding a valid license and another speeding fine of $391, 126 km per hour. In a 100 km per hour zone. October 14th, a cell phone was stolen out of an unlocked work truck in Verdun. A female was seen searching the truck and when the complainant returned, he noticed his phone was missing. RCMP continue to investigate. RCMP were patrolling Highway 83 and observed a vehicle traveling 162 km per hour. In a 100 km per hour zone, police conducted a traffic stop. The driver stated he was speeding just because. Driver was fined $862 and provided a serious offense notice for a license review with Manitoba Public Insurance. While patrolling in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation, police observed a vehicle stop for an extended period at a stop sign. The vehicle's insurance was inactive, and police attempted to conduct a traffic stop. The vehicle swerved from ditch to ditch, almost hitting another vehicle head-on. The vehicle turned into a driveway and the driver was clearly impaired. The passenger had several outstanding warrants. Both the driver and passenger resisted police during their arrest. The driver was charged with impaired operation of a vehicle and failure to comply with a breath demand, driving without a license, registration, insurance and a seatbelt. The vehicle was seized, and the driver was released on a December court date. The passenger was arrested for 3 outstanding warrants for failing to comply with a release order and was remanded into custody. While conducting patrols near Reston, police observed a vehicle fail to stop at a stop sign. The driver showed clear signs of impairment and refused to provide a breath sample. The 22-year-old female was arrested and charged with impaired driving and failing to comply with a breath demand. The vehicle was seized and impounded for 60 days. The driver was released on a November court date.